Okay, good luck, ladies. Okay, you'll give me the cue of when I should start.
Yes, one minute. I'm just gonna read off names. So this class should be Leilu Nishmas Ruchama from Abbas Dov Pinchas, Shindel Bas Moshe, Harav Yisrael Noach Ben Yitzchak Matisyahu, Rebbetzin Dina Bas Elchanan, Rav Zachariah Shimon Ben Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chana Mendel Bas Yisrael, and Rav Shlomo Zachariah Dov Ben Perel Shira, Raphael Chaim Meir Ben Simachasha, Liba Ahuva Bas Chana Riva, and Pesach Betzalel Ben Chaya Batsheva, and may we hear good news.
As we did last week, I'm just going to start off with a Kapitel Tillim, and then we'll be able just to be able to start Bez Hashem. And bain bayam bain bayam bashim akim rachim relayim. V'yay tzim tzar levacha me'afei le'er yulamei mishib l'gul hashtab agos ma'kar v'naymer. Amen. What I believe would be a toeles, a benefit, is just to literally take several moments, just to do a recap so we could just continue from what we left off last week and hopefully even get into the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei tonight. We spoke about the whole concept of davening being a vehicle on how to connect to the Rabbein Shloim. That's why the Chiddush Yerim explains that's why it's called davening from the word avuhan, if it's swallowed up very quickly, connecting with the Father. The Gemara says in several places, as I mentioned last week, that when a Mishnah begins with avos, with the concept of avos, so the Gemara immediately hones in and says, "Mashma dika told us, if there are avos, if there's a father, you're not called the father unless they're children." So the whole purpose of Shemay Nesrei is to connect to the Rabbein Shalom primarily as a child, even though there's such a very overriding component of Melech, as we say throughout the entire Shemay Nesrei, through the entire davening. But the heart and the essence of the davening is, as Shlomo HaMelech encapsulates it in a pasuk, Toichoi Ratzav Ahava. The Beis HaMikdash was a glorious, beautiful edifice that was striking and brought tremendous Yerushalayim, L'man Tilmad, L'yira Es Hashem Kol Yimei Chayecha, as the pasuk says in Devarim. But Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Toichoi Ratzav Ahava, that the essence, that the center, that the whole center of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the representative of the representative tefillah, Toichai Ratz of Ava, it was all about Ava. We spoke about the entire Pesukei Dezimra that a person davens in Shacharis is only a hachana, only a way. It's only a vestibule on how to really allow ourselves to prepare emotionally and through our thoughts and mind, of being able to engage in the Shemay Nesri, that it shouldn't just be empty words. And that's why we speak about, that's why we use the Psukei Dezimra, which is filled with Kapitel Chavtilm of David HaMelech throughout the entire davening, which is full of Shirois V'Sishbachis, full of praise. Because if we understand that the essence of our davening, the essence of Shemay Nesri, is really a fusion of praise and love to the Eibishter, that when we recognize how much we have to be thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our hearts open up and our hearts almost melt, really flowing into the secret. And that's the secret is, as we perhaps left off last week, that the Rabban Shem loves us. And that's why literally the words, the psukim, right before the Shemoneh Esrei begins, we speak about ourselves in relation to the Eibishter as Yedidim, Ahuvim. Yedidus means Yad B'Yad. That's the word Yedid, Yad B'Yad, where our hands are literally intertwined with one another. We're completely embraced by the Rabban Shalom as being called Ahuvim. Now, I would like to just continue in talking about that. just to place a mindset that davening is not an obligation in its emotional state as much as it's an opportunity. It's an obligation. We're mechuyav to daven, as we're going to hear tonight, what the level of our chiyuv is and what the basis of the chiyuv is, of the obligation of davening. But the real essence of davening and the approach of davening, in order for it to have its impact, the proper impact, it's much more of an opportunity than an obligation in our emotional frame of mind. And the Ribbono shel Olam wants to hear from us. He wants us to know. He wants to know that we want to daven to him. What does that mean? The Bach in Siman Tzadik Ches, the Beis Chodosh, who was one of the primary commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah Shulchan Aruch, says something absolutely amazing. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim Yud, look it up yourself, Kapitel Yud. The pasuk says, "Tochen livam." Their hearts are prepared. Takshiv oznecha, and your ear, kvayochol. If you could say that about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and your ear will be attentive. Takshiv is much more than tishma. Tishma means to hear, to listen. You hear something. Takshiv means to be very focused on listening, being completely absorbed in the state of listening. He asks the Bach, the structure of the pasuk doesn't really flow. It should really say that when we are, the Rabban, David HaMelech is talking to us, and he should really be telling us, Tochen libeinu, when we prepare our hearts, our own hearts, Tochen libeinu, when we prepare our hearts, ourselves, then takshiv haznecha, the new Rabban Shalom will listen to us. Because as we're going to see from great sources from Rishonim about really what concentration, what kavana, what role it plays in our davening, what type of a crucial role it plays in our davening. So it should say, the Bach asks, talking that if, when we prepare our hearts, that's when you will listen. So says the Bach something so extraordinary. He says that many times a person doesn't really have the capacity to prepare themselves properly in a way that would be the ultimate goal, the ultimate achievement in being able to sort of condition ourselves when we're davening to be able to produce and generate the takshiv haznecha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will hearken, will attentively hearken to our voice, to our davening. So you know what David HaMelech says? David HaMelech says the Ribbono shel Olam has such ava for us. You know what he does? Tochen libam. He prepares their hearts. He allows us to be conditioned. He places us in the right mindset. He gives us what we would call the siyata dishmaya. He allows us to properly go into our davening. And for the end goal of Takshiv haznecha, that his, that you Ribbono shel Olam, your hear, your ear, kvayochol, should hearken to us. But says the Bach, when is the Ribbono shel Olam willing? Does the Ribbono shel Olam always prepare everyone's heart equally across the board? Is it always tochen libon that the Ribbono shel Olam prepares their heart? So the Bach writes, no, it's not. It's not across the board. It's when the Ribbono shel Olam sees that we want to daven, the Ribbono shel Olam sees that our mind is not in the capacity that we feel twisted, that we're davening out of guilt. Oh, I have to daven. Remember, I believe we said last week, there's a very big difference between have and want. Do we want to daven or do we have to daven? Oh, we have to daven. We're obligated. But what is the driving engine over here? Is the driving engine the engine of having to or wanting to? When says the Bach, when someone wants to daven to the Eibishter, you know what Hashem does? He helps us be mechaven. Extraordinary. That means that the Ribbono Shel Olam helps us because he wants us to daven. He wants to hear our voices. So therefore, you know what he does? When he sees that we want to daven, but you know, we're human beings. We have a lot on our mind. We have a busy day. And especially the days that perhaps are the most important for us to daven, those days, those special occasion days, those days are most probably most difficult for us to daven because we have 1,000 things in our mind. So you know what the Bunchum says? If you, my child, really want to daven, if you really want to connect to me, you know what? Tochen libam, I'm there to prepare your hearts. I'm there to help you out. And then David HaMelech says, when that happens, we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you prepared our hearts, Ribbono Shel Olam. We thank you, Takshiv Aznecha, and therefore you listen. Because the truth of the matter is, when we understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants our tefillis, he desires, the Ribbono Shel Olam is misaveh. That's the language of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, the Avos and the Imois that were not born with the capacity to be able to progenerate. They weren't. They were akorim v'akoros. They were barren. Why? The Gemara asks. So, even though there are many explanations, but the simplest explanation is what the Gemara uses: HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh l'tfilasin shel tzaddikim. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, Klal Yisrael has to be created, you know, through what? Through the Avos and Imois having a drive to daven to me, to ask of me. Because when Klal Yisrael will be built through the tefillis of our indescribable, illustrious Avos HaKadoshim, the Imois HaKadoshis, the result was who we are today. And who Klal Yisrael has been for thousands of years, because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, what they did was that they engaged in Toichei Ratzav of Ava, that they allowed themselves to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam in the most profound and the most all-encompassing way. I want to share with you something which is so extraordinary that it would be worthwhile if one could get a hold of the sefer to see it inside yourself. Reb Tzadik Milublin, Reb Tzadik HaKoyin Milublin, one of the foremost Hasidic masters, has a whole set of svarim called Reb Tzadik HaKoyin Al Chumash. In addition to that, he wrote many other svarim. One other sefer that he wrote is called Tzidkas Tzadik. Tzidkas Tzadik. And the way that he presents the material in the sefer is he presents it with letters, with numbers. Ois, oisa, oisi, ois. He writes in ois kufnun dalet something. I'm just going to read to you several literally words of what he writes. And this is something which is a game changer for everybody. He writes the following, Kishen. The same way that a person is obligated to believe in the Eibishter, Lahamin b'Hashem Yisparach, Kein Tzarech Achakach. After a person has come to a level where they work on their Amunah in the Eibishter, as the first of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, An Imamin b'Amunah Shleima, Shabbo Yisparach Shema, Hu Boir Yirmanu Kol HaBeruim, The Ribbono Shel Olam is the omnipotent, the all-powerful Eibishter that controls anything and everything from large to small, in macro and in micro. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in control of everything. That's Emunah in Hashem Yisbarach. So writes Reb Tzadik, after a person has diligently worked on believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach tzarech achakach, the same way after that, the next step is lahamin ba'atzmoy, to believe in yourself. You hear this, ladies? to believe in yourself. What are you to believe in yourself? What is that belief? What's the loimer? Shashem Yisborach, Osak, Imoy. The Rabban Shalom is busy with us. And then he writes, Vashem Yisborach, Mis'aneg, U'mishtasheya bo, Kisha Oisis Ritzoinai. When we engage in doing the Ratzon of Hashem, when we engage in connecting to the Eibishter, the Rabban Shalom is Mis'aneg U'mishtasheya. What do those words mean? So, one of the most striking pictures in one of the Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zechet Tzaddik V'Kadosh Lebracha books, which strikes me, Rav Moshe was a goyin ha-goyinim, an indescribable goyin, Gadol HaDor. There's a picture in him many, many years ago, sitting on the floor in Rav Moshe Tendler's house, Zechet Tzaddik Lebracha, playing with one of his einiklach on the floor. Could you imagine that, ladies? The great goyin and tzaddik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the mechaber svarim, the man who finished Shas 1,000 times, who finished Shulchan Aruch hundreds of times, in indescribable and an unfathomable accomplishment. Rav Moshe was busy. He was mis'aneg u'mishtasheya. You know, the Yiddish word for those days and the Sindhis are tshatshket. He played, he delighted in playing and cooing and doing what a normal, loving, doting grandparent would do for a child. Incredible. That's Mis'aneg u'mishtasheya. That's how I could describe the words, the holy words of Reb Tzaddik. The Rabban Shlom is Mis'aneg u'mishtasheya. He delights. He dotes. He waits for our engagement and reaching out to him. That's how powerful our relationship is with the Eibishter. Tzidka, we're children. And if you want to remember the ois in which Reb Tzaddik writes this, and certainly it cannot be accidental, the ois that he writes this incredible revelation of who we are regarding our relationship to the Eibishter is Kuf Nun Dalet. Do you know what Kuf Nun Dalet, the numerical value is 154, but do you know what Kuf Nun Dalet is in Yiddish? Kind, the child. Over here in this ois, Reb Tzaddik reveals to us such an incredible secret in how the Rabban Shalom relates to us. When we want the relationship, the Rabban Shalom responds. That's what the Bach said earlier. The Rabban Shalom, I want to share with you what I said today in Shul, an incredible Sfas Emes that really talks into our koyach of tefillah, our koyach of connecting to the Eibishter. In this week's parasha, Klal Yisrael is counted. Rashi, the holy words of Rashi says, L'hoidiyachi basan shel Yisrael, that we were already counted, shenimshalu, that we're likened to stars. And if you look constantly in Shemois, in Bereishis, where the Torah tells us, B'shvil Torah shenikra, in Vayikra, Hashem el Moshe, Rashi says, Loshen Chiba, Loshen Shel Malach HaYasharis Boy. In Bamidbar, we're counted, Loidiyah Chibosan. What does that mean, Loidiyah? To who is the Rabban Shloim telling, revealing this tremendous Ava that the beginning of each of the Chumashim, of Bereishis through Bamidbar, and even their parts, Ramazim and Dvarim, which is not in the time now to expound on that. But in each of the Chumashim, with the many parshiyos in the Chumash, what's the first message that the Rabban Shalom gives Klal Yisrael? Says the Sfas Emes. The first message that the Rabban Shalom sends to us is Lashon Chiba. Lo Yidiyachi Basan. To tell who? To tell us. Who's Rabban Shalom telling this to? He's telling this to us. He's motivating us. He's telling us that the raison d'etre of our lives is to become mekusher, is to become connected, is to understand the incredible opportunity that we have. Yes, obligation, but much more opportunity. And that's why the Rabban Shalom begins every single one of the four chamashim and dvarim is just a chazara, is just a review. He begins by telling us, Lashon Chiba, I love you. And if you want to know something absolutely amazing, the end, the last of the Nevi'im in the Sefer Treyasar, which at the end of Treyasar, the next part of the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh is Ksuvim. Malachi ends the entire history of Nevi'im. And Rav Wolfson, my Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, from Moshe Wolfson, I heard this from him myself, says that the Nevi'im, the order, the sequence of all the Nevi'im, were corresponding to the different era of where Klal Yisrael will find themselves. So he explained, Malachi talks a lot about Eliyahu HaNavi. Malachi is telling us an incredible message. He's the last of the Nevi'im. He's talking to the last of the Doiros that exist before Mashiach comes. As we spoke out last week from the Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto from the Ramchal. And you know what the message to our door is? Do you know what right after the Navi in Pasuk Aleph introduces who Malachi was, where he was from, what his name is Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. You hear this? Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. Pasuk Beis Perek Aleph in Malachi. The last of the Nevi'im, signing off before Mashiach comes. He's telling us a message. You want to know how you're going to survive all the Golus, all the trials and tribulations of Golus? You know how you're going to be the true Dar that brings Mashiach? By knowing the following message from the Abish to the last of the Nevi'im is delivering the last message to the last Dar. Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. Not only Ahavti Yisrael, Amar Hashem, Ahavti Eschem, the Malbim. Take a look, ladies, yourself. Open up in Mikrais Gedolus the Malbim and take a look what the holy words of the Malbim are. Ahavti Eschem, I love you. You, the way you are. You, where you are. You, how you are. That means the Rabban Shloilam in this door has unconditional love. And the message is to want the kesher with the Eibishter and not only to feel the obligation and the have to, it's the want to. And that is the message of Malachi. That is the last of the messages. And I want to, before we continue with understanding tefillah and leading into Shemoneh Esrei, I want to read to you something which personally strums my chords on Yom Kippur more than any other tefillah in the entire Yom Kippur davening. In the Chazaras HaShatz, almost at the very beginning, almost at the very beginning, there's a dual type of a passage. It's called Asher Emoscha, Vavisa Sehila. Asher Emoscha, which means the dread, the awe of the Eibishter upon the Malachim. And in this tefillah, we describe the greatness of the Malachim. If I may just read, just very briefly from the art scroll, your dread is among the multitudes of angels in the movement of their camps, in the assembly of thousands, in the discussion of myriads, and the continuation in the pathways of your dwelling place, in the beautiful heights, in the heavenly tent, in those who guide the clouds, upon those who open their mouths to say holy, who burst forth with the word blessing, who has four faces, who are covered with six wings. But Ribbono shel Olam, with all of that in your heavenly spheres, with the description of the greatness and the picture of Malachim that can't even be understood, with all of that to your disposal, you know what, Ribbono shel Olam? But Avisa Sehila. But you desire praise. You desire the words from those who are called nothing, from who call to you with perhaps duplicity, who are sometimes far from truth, who are devoid sometimes of righteousness. But you know, with that, all of that, with us being flesh and blood, and with us having vanity, and with us being sometimes like a passing shadow, a fading blossom, those whose life sometimes flies away instantly. But nevertheless, Ribbono shel Olam, at the end of the day, your glory is upon them. V'sif'artecha aleihem. With all of that, asher emoscha, your dread is upon the most fiery angels. But you know where Sefartecha Aleihem is? You know where your glory lies? On us. On us. On us lowly human beings that are filled of fear. And are so, we just pass through this world like a fleeting shadow. But Avisa Sehila, you want our praise. To what degree does the Ribbono Shel Olam want our praise? To what degree is that? So let me read to you, ladies. There's a machlokes. What is the obligation of us to daven? Right? We have to daven. What is the obligation of us to daven? And there's a very fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah, that it says twice the words Vavadtem es Hashem Elokeichem Ve'oseis Avoidu, and Chazal translate that the word Avoida means Avoida shebelev. And from here, the Rambam writes, we see that Tfila is the Eraisa. Tfila, you're obligated to daven. Now listen to what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, ladies. Very relevant to our chashuv and distinguished crowd. The Rambam writes, "Mitzvah aseh lispalol b'chol yoyim." The mitzvah aseh to daven every single day. Shenemar v'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. And we know from Chazal that the word avoid is a reference to tefillah. And Chazal tells us very clearly, what's an avoida shebelev? Zu tefillah. But nevertheless, the amount of times that you daven a day, when you daven during the day, is not the Araisa source. The times, even though there are times, they're proper times, and they're a proper number of tefillahs, but that's not the Araisa. According to the Rambam, you have to daven every day, sometime during that day. Ulefikach, since there's no set time, says the Rambam, of when you have to daven in HaTorah, what is it called, ladies? A mitzvah aseh she'ein azman grama. And the mitzvahs say she'ein hazman grama. We all know that. Noshim chayavos. And therefore the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, Lefikach, noshim chayavim b'tfila. Lefishi mitzvahs say sh'loi hazman grama. Elachi of mitzvahzu kachu. What's the chiyuv? What is the fundamental principle of this mitzvah? That a person should be mischanein. The word mischanein is he should supplicate from the Rabbanu Shloilam. He should beg from the Rabbanu Shloilam. Umispalel b'chol yoyim. Umagid shivchoy, shivachoy. To praise Hashem. V'achakach shoyil tzrochav. And then you could ask the Rabbanu Shloilam for what you need. Shoot sarach lehem b'bakosha u'betachana. And ask the Rabbanu Shloilam with a supplication, with a sense of non-entitlement. One of the real challenges of our society is the overwhelming sense that people have of entitlement in every single area, within families, without families, in every single type of relationship, we feel sometimes entitlement. And over here, the way that we're supposed to daven is the exact polar opposite. Bitchina, chein, nothing. Rabban Shem, you don't owe us anything. We could breathe, we could get up in the morning, we could see, we could tie our shoes, we could move our hands, we could brush our teeth, we could go out and we could go into a car and drive, we could bend, we could take our hand to the tippy top shelf where that product is, and we could bring it down. Beyond that, what does Rabban Shem owe us? Nothing. And even that is such a great shevach vayda that we have to give to Eibishter. You know why? Because God forbid, we know when people cannot move their hand and cannot move their knees and cannot move their back and cannot move so on and so forth. So therefore, what we need and what we ask from the Rabban Shem has to be with a sense, the Rabban Shem, you're giving us a gift. You're giving us something which is totally and completely out of your graciousness. V'acha kach nois and shevach vayda to the Rabban Shloilam, ala toiva sheshpi aloi, everybody to put in their own koyach. The Ramban, however, argues on the Rambam. And the Ramban says, Tzvila is not a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Except in one instance, where the Ramban is in accordance with the shita that tefillah is the eraisa. What is that instance? So says the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban writes, Be'es HaTzorois, when lo yaleinu, there's a tzara, there's a crisis, V'tiyena einenu v'libeinu elov ke'eni avodim, el yad adeneyem. When a person is faced with a crisis, when a person is faced with something that is overwhelming and crushing, at that moment, says the Ramban, tefillah transitions from being an obligation of the Rabbanan origin and goes right into the elite status of being a D'oraisa. And that's the mitzvah ala tzara le'aleinu lizayk lefanav b'tefillah u'betruah. And when there's a tzibur, when there's a Klal Yisrael crisis, like we have been enduring for such a past how many months, how many, more than a year, such a Klal Yisrael tzara, davening to the Eibishter is a fulfillment, says the Ramban, of a mitzvah d'oraisa, lizayk, to scream out and to cry out, lefanav b'tefillah, that's a d'oraisa. That is the famous fundamental machloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Brisker Rav Velvel, Rav Yitzchak Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzaddik B'Kodesh Livracha, very frequently is would meet with people, and then they would see that the Brisker Rav would be saying something under, like in a low tone, which seemed to be a little bit, you know, not understandable. He's talking to people, and he's clearly saying, he's clearly moving his lips. And there was an instance, Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes, there was an instance that some people found it very not understandable. And they went to his close talmidim, and they said, what is your Rebbe doing? Was he middle of davening? Ladies, I'm about to share with you something so off the charts, that so deep and so holy about the Brisker Rav. Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. When the Brisker Rav was engaged in a conversation with somebody, and somebody told him about a sickness in their family, somebody shared with the Brisker Rav a story of terrible financial breakdown in a house, or in desperate need of a son and a daughter having to find a shidduch and getting older, or a problem of domestic harmony. The Talmidim said, when the holy Brisker Rav heard this, to him it was a tzara. He had to advise the person, the question, the person asking the question, the person coming in to beg for advice. They were in a tzara. They were talking to the Brisker Rav. They were pouring out from the Brisker Rav what their personal plight, what their crisis that they were enduring at that moment was. So much Avas Yisrael did the Brisker Rav have. So much care and concern and devotion to each and every individual. The person sharing their own woes, the person sharing their own tzaras, became the tzara of the Brisker Rav. He had to advise them. He had to guide them. He had to give them chizik. At that moment, the Brisker Rav's dikduk in halacha, he realized at that very moment he was now obligated, according to the Shitas Ramban, to daven. As the Ramban himself writes in Sefer Mitzvahs, it was an eis tzara. It was a moment of crisis for the Brisker Rav. He was about to advise them how to advise them, how to give them chizik, how to guide them. It was a time to daven. So he would daven under his breath. And what words would he say? He would say three words, the Talmidim said. L'shuascha kivis Yashem. The shortest tefillah that we have from the Hele Gazei, the Yaakov Avinu, and Pashas Vayichi. L'shuascha kivis Yashem. I'm begging you, Rabbeinu Shalom. I need your Yeshua. I need your advice. I need your guidance. I need your thoughts. Give me, plant in me your thoughts. At that moment, it became a crisis. So ladies, how many times during the course of the day, even if our children are all fine, you know what? We're not finished once we marry our children. What about our grandchildren? What about our children having, what about any person having any type of level of crisis? How many times do we go through the day do we hear our own inter-family issues? This child, that grandchild, this one, this family member, that family, this friend, that friend. Do you know that when we hear about that, we have an obligation on a Torah capacity to daven? Just like the Brisker Rav taught us. So when we're about to engage in Shemayin Esrei, and we're about to entreat the Eibishter, and we're about to daven, and we're about, after we finish with the first three brachas of Shvach, as we're going to discuss, B'li Nadir, and we're going to find ourselves in the 13 brachas of Bakoshis, right? That's the structure of Shemaine Esrei. Three brachas in the beginning, which is called Avos, Gevurois, Kedusha. The last three brachas, and then they're the middle, originally 12, but the Lama Alshina was added as the 13th. So there's 13 brachas. So when we're about to go ahead and ask, and in those 13 brachas, for parnasa and health and shidduch, and every single thing that lays on our heart and our mind that we need and we're begging from the Eibishter, at that moment, is there a person that's free from feeling an angst about something? You're in the front of the Tata, you're in front of the Eibishter to feel the angst. At that moment, not only according to the Rambam, are you fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa, even according to the Ramban, who holds that tefillah is derabbanan normally, but at that moment, isn't it? Aren't we beleaguered? I don't. Is there anybody that's not beleaguered? Is there anybody that's not in need of a Yeshua or a family member or a friend or somebody that they know? And it hurts you and it pains you and it bothers you and it weighs on you. Your Shemaine Esrei is a D'oraisa. And now let me read to you the end words of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is so powerful, literally powerful beyond description. In Mitzvah Tav Lamed Gimel, the Chinuch brings down the Machlokes as we just presented it between the Rambam and the Ramban, of what the nature, what the level of obligation it is to daven Shemaine Esrei, to daven every day. And at the very end, he writes the following words, these last two sentences. Ve'oiver, he says like this. V'noyheges mitzvah zu, this mitzvah of davening is relevant b'chol mokoyim, in every place, b'chol zman, and every time, b'zecharim v'nekevis, both men and women. If somebody lets this obligation pass by, and if entire day passes, and he didn't daven, a day and a night, what comprises what we call a full day passes, and there's no davening, Bittul asei zeb kedasa Rambam, you have forfeited a mitzvah asei according to the Rambam. Umishet sarloi, and somebody that had a crisis, somebody that felt an angst, that's tsar. Tsar doesn't only mean pain. Tsar means narrow. You felt you had no place to go because it was on your mind. And you didn't daven a mishat tsar loy v'loy kor el Hashem loy she'enu loy she'oy, and you didn't call out to the Eibishter, hoy she'eni Hashem ki bo mayim ad nofesh, help me Eibishter, I don't know where to turn. Bittul asei ze kedas Ramban zal, you've also forfeited the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah asei according to the Ram, not only according to the Rambam, but according to the Ramban. Then he adds something extraordinary. And he writes, a person that does this, boy, take a look what you have forfeited. You forfeited something so great and so much of an opportunity. And you're kimeser ashkochas Hashem me'olav. It's as if you removed the hashgacha, the careful watch of the Eibishter from you. What does that mean? Such a strong language that the Sefer HaChinuch writes. You don't daven when you needed to daven. A full day passes, and as I said before, who doesn't have what's on their mind and their heart? So therefore, the obligation of davening is a bona fide obligation, a bona fide deraisa. And you didn't daven. It's as if you remove the hashgacha. What does it mean if you remove the hashgacha from upon yourself? What I think that means is, if we're pained by something, by laying our own issues, or issues, something which is in our camp, close to us, family, friends, neighbors. If something affects us, that means the Rebbe Shem wants it to affect us. He specifically designs our role and our place in life for it to affect us. You don't respond. You don't perhaps participate and contribute to ameliorating, to removing that potential tsar that it exists in your life, whether it's because of your own very close Layalena or something which is further. You know what you're doing? You're literally removing from your life and your connection to the Eibishter, you're relieving, you're removing that special hashgacha that the Rebbe Shem has just for you. That's what perhaps the chinuch means. Something so powerful. What about ladies, when you do respond and you do act? You know what you're doing? You're strengthening the hashgacha. Because the Eibishter says, you know what? You get it. So, ladies, I'm going to conclude my remarks for ready to open up and start the Shemoneh Esrei, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. My opening remarks have been concluded. I've been asked if there are any questions to open the floor to questions for these last 5 minutes or so. So, I'm ready to do that. If I feel that there's something which I could answer properly, I will. So you can unmute yourself and you could certainly ask a question that you might have on your mind of anything that we have discussed tonight or the previous night of the previous year. Okay. This is a teacher's dream not to have anybody ask questions, you know. So, but you have anything to remark, you could do that. Rebbe Shem should help us, should be mezaka us to be able to daven with kavana. And if no one has asked a question, I'm just gonna read two small, literally two sentences, which will be the segue to our discussion of our own davening. I'm going to be using a lot the pathway to prayer, which Rabbi Meir Birnbaum wrote a magnificent sefer on Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, helping us daven with kavana. So he writes the following. Obviously, this was many, many years ago. When I went to Moran, Hagoyin Rabbi Lazar Shach, he writes Shlita b'Tzeichet Tzadik Levracha, for Haskama to the Sefer. He told me that I must advise people, and this is the advice, that they cannot grasp the entire tremendous endeavor of davening Shemoneh Esrei and making our Shemoneh Esrei the best that we can all at once. Rather, said the Goyin Hador Rav Shach, they should take one bracha at a time, and after mastering that bracha, and after understanding that bracha, go on to the next bracha. And that's going to be our goal, ladies. We're going to try to do that. And just to conclude with the words of a Rishon, Davudraham, he writes, Vida, you should know, ki lefi akavona, that according to the amount of concentration that words of Shemin Esri is said, to kubal hatfila, commensurate with what we invest and what we connect with, that's going to be the level of how the Rebbein Shalom responds. Sometimes the Rebbein Shalom doesn't respond right away, but the tefillah itself is banked and nothing gets lost. So we should be zeicha then discuss that we've taken the time to see how to improve our relationship with the Eibishter. We're taking the time to be able to understand the job that's in front of us. Rebbein Shem should be makabel, atfilas should be zeichet, only have siris tovis, and atfilas should be niskabel. Have a wonderful week until we meet next time. Kol tov. Have a good night.